Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Hey, Saints and Aints. Okay, so we wanted to start a new little small brief series.
Little brief.
Called Questions That Need Answers. This is where we discuss a really random yet interesting question.
And these are literally conversations that we have on the couch.
All the time.
Just random stuff. Very lighthearted, but interesting.
So today, Preston, are aliens real?
I don't know. Final answer.
No, you legit told me that you think that there's room or that there's like the possibility that aliens might exist.
See, here's the thing. I said I don't, but I also said it's a possibility, so which is the same thing as I don't know. So I'm not one of those people.
What?
I'm not one of those people who like there's for sure life on other planets. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Okay, what's your reason that it's a thing?
Because when you begin to study, like, or not even study, just find out information about the other galaxies and the other planets,
okay,
and how there's like, how do we not know?
Okay,
I don't think scripture is super clear about it. Isn't like, you know, but I think some people have made the argument that it is. But like, it's like literally.
So what evidence do they use to say that?
That there is life on.
Right.
Nobody. I haven't had anybody who like giving me biblical evidence. But I have people who have said, you know, there isn't any biblical evidence that it's not life on other planets.
Right. Which I get. I get that scripture doesn't say anything about it. I think it just makes me uncomfortable.
Why does it make you uncomfortable?
Because to me, Genesis 1 and 2 is kind of like the thing. Like, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and then he made these animals, and then when he made, like, people, he, like, made them in his image and, like, breathed into Adam's nostril, and he became a living being. And so it just seems as if there is something living that's alive, it's on Earth.
Yeah, but like look at the eternal God that we serve.
Right, I know. I get, like, we've only explored 10% of the ocean, so there's 90% of the ocean that we haven't seen.
Absolutely.
Therefore, there are all kinds of creatures that exist that we do not know of.
Literally, there are rocks on other planets that's bigger than the Earth. Rocks. So that lets you know.
But you know that, though. That's provable.
I know, but that lets you know that it's impossible for us to even explore these other planets, to even know what's on these life, like, you know, other planets. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know. And so my only thing is, it's like, we talk about, you know, how God created man and woman in the beginning of Genesis and created,
and
you know, the animals and all of these things, mm-hmm, right? But also, like, I believe that when God gives us scripture, his word, he didn't give us everything, obviously. Like, I believe that God has given us all the things that we need to serve him on earth.
So basically, when Jesus comes back, right, and we raise from the dead with our, like, glorified bodies, and we all, you know, got New Jerusalem, and you in your house, I'm in my house, or whatever it is, apartments, blah, blah, blah. We chilling with aliens?
I don't know.
Will they be redeemed too?
So you talking to me like I, like, for sure believe that aliens exist?
I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is
all the creation is groaning.
All I'm saying
for the revealing of the sons of God.
I'm not saying thus says the Lord.
The aliens over there are like, ooh, I just can't wait. I can't wait till the Lord comes back.
This
is how they say. I can't wait for the sun to come back. Ooh, I'm groaning. That's how they sound.
As soon as we walk in heaven, welcome.
Welcome to New Jerusalem. Make a left.
See, make a left. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. All but right. all I'm saying is we don't know for sure. And so what you just brought up about the ocean, that it's only 10% of the ocean that we've explored. I believe that when God created the heavens and the earth, I believe that God has left room for a lot of mystery. And that mystery, who knows? And so I don't know if it's our job to try to figure out if there's aliens, but I'm not for sure if I want to just say, man, there's absolutely no other life forms on other planets. Because, yeah.
Guess that's settled. Bye.
Peace.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.